Hello.
That's exactly what I wanted to accomplish.
No, there's gonna be some music here and stuff,
be lots
right?
Of
oh boy. Hey, podcasters, how are you out there? This is Noah and
Blair
and Kelsey,
and we are the collectively known as the Sunset Grill.
Did I cough at the right time?
Excuse you. Bless you.
Sorry. Covering up our brand.
Bless
the
you.
The Sunset. Oh, Jesus. We are doing it. If you're new to the show, getting some new listeners and stuff like that. This is a very dark place. Nothing here is nice and polite. It's all bad. We would get a lot of complaints. If anyone could find the Sunset Grill, we'd get a lot of complaints. Thank God we don't.
Turn back now.
Yeah, turn back
now. Are the rumors true?
Turn back time.
Yeah, we've been telling them for a long time. Don't,
if I could find a way.
Wait, we tell them don't turn back. There's something behind them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Shit, we fucked up the rules.
Today, I just want to start out. I just want
a
sweater.
What, are you cold, Mr. Rogers?
I want a sweater.
Jesus.
So I just want to say this has nothing to do with the Sunset Grill and nothing to do with conspiracies. But I've argued a lot recently about fake glasses. And I want to say, Kelsey wears glasses, which I just said an accessory. It's just he likes them. He looks good with them on. It actually makes more sense with them on than he does with them off
well,
now.
Well, they have Batman on them.
And they have Batman on them. Okay. I give no stigma towards that at all. I don't care. Have you ever heard me comment on that? That I had like some sort of problem with that or something? Anyway.
No, if any problem that I would even have with it is anybody being dishonest. Like if something is fake, don't call it real.
Right. So I went to a bar, and there was a girl there, and it was me and Tyler and a couple other people talking, and I just happened to, the girl was talking about something. I said, I happened to go like, are those prescription glasses? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, I was like, I can barely see like anything behind your eye or whatever, like any noticeable difference. And she's like, oh yeah, you want to try them on? I'm like, all right. And so I try them on. I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't see anything, but I didn't even think anything of it. I just go, okay, well, it's so noticeable. Maybe my eyes are fucked up. Cause like, it's so unnoticeable to me that I don't know, whatever. And then Tyler goes, let me see him. And I was like, oh, here you go. And he looked through him or whatever. And then Tyler just hands them back to the girl. The conversation's over with this point in time, but then Tyler looks at me and gives me like a mm-hmm, and for the people at home, doing like a wink and a nod type of a thing, and I was like, oh shit. So then I just left it at that. That's the whole interaction. But my girlfriend, I'm trying to tell her about this girl getting into a fight at the Sandy Monkey, which is a local bar, but then my girlfriend gets all upset with me, saying that it's really bad to call people out for fake glasses, which I didn't call her out, but for me to even question her glasses was like off the table rude. And I was like, I didn't know that. For one thing, because it just...
It's just like glasses etiquette 101?
Yeah.
I mean, is that Bragfoot real?
No, I got into a lot of trouble about this.
Is that Bragfoot real?
I don't understand the problem. I mean, like you said, it's an accessory.
I felt it was weird after thinking about what she said, though. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. Those aren't real glasses, but she had to tell... And she even went on to say, like, they better be, because I paid a lot of money at my optometrist for them to blah, 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 blah.
Well, then that's taking it to a different level. Like, if someone asked Kelsey, when people ask, are those real, do you go...
I say they're as fake as the people I see through them.
Every time.
That's my response.
See?
The same response every time. I even said that to you the other day when you asked me about this initially.
Yeah.
God, I
didn't realize this is the whole behind that, but now I'm glad I
well,
know
that
the
was a big
of
waste of time. Welcome to 3 minutes into the Sunset Grill podcast.
And yes, let us know how you feel about fake
maybe
glasses,
Maybe we'll just
people.
Edit that out. I just had to get the fake news, fake glasses off my chest.
The fake news.
All right, on to the real news.
I take you 20% more seriously now.
Thank you.
With the cardigan.
The cardigan really makes it. Yeah. So we want to talk about this guy, the flying guy. His name is Bebo.
Bebo.
And Bebo, Richard Russell, is in the news for stealing a plane from where he worked. He's not a pilot. He's a mechanic and a bag thrower and some other stuff. But he just said, one day he just said, fuck it, man. And he just got on a plane and he just took off on this plane and then he was flying and alone. And he immediately apologized to the dispatch and we've got some of that audio and stuff like that. But we'll get into the audio and who he was and everything. But more importantly, this man ended up essentially suiciding by aviation, which is like a new concept to me, but not new to pilots.
Is it not?
No, I guess there's like a history of people suiciding by pilot. And that's actually a link to the history or the idea of it was actually given to someone who's been very helpful in this situation has been Brown Bird on our Discord channel, who has been talking this out with me. But
he said that pilots have tried to do this?
No, that it's like a known thing.
Yeah, this whole situation is unreal that this is even possible. I remember seeing that viral video on Facebook of the guy at the air show that just runs out and just jumps into the plane and flies off in it while the guy's standing out for you. You've seen this, right?
No.
At an air show?
Yeah, maybe not an air show, but it was definitely where a lot of people were standing around and there were video cameras out, and this guy just like got away and just outran security to jump into this airplane. And
was
just
it like an airplane show?
It was
airplane
like a,
or not one, but like a,
it was like a single, yeah, it was like a Cessna or something. Not even a Cessna, maybe just like a, maybe a Cessna, just like a one seater or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And that's more realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. He just ran out onto the runway and jumped into this fucking plane. Actually, I'm going to, and also, listeners, we're going to start dropping some links to all of these things that we're referencing on this, which I know I should have been doing for a long time, and that's my fault.
Well, it'd be
I apologize
easy
to
drop
to
them too in the Discord channel.
Yes.
By the way, if you want to get in our Discord channel, just go to, you need to be part of the Small Beans Discord. I will just have a link to all this, but anyway, okay. Well, yeah, so like, there is a Wikipedia article and stuff where it's suicide by aviation, and there's a lot of them. Sometimes they kill people in like a murder-suicide. Sometimes it's like a hijacking. Sometimes it's literally just a person killing themselves. One guy, what? In 1994, someone crashed a plane into the White House South Lawn.
94?
I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Frank Eugene. I feel like this is all out of order now.
But Eugene, Oregon?
Should we restart this podcast?
No.
Okay. Well, listeners, bear with
us.
We're going to try to land this one.
No, we're fine. No, we were just talking about Brown Bird assisting us in the Discord channel.
Yeah,
and,
thank you. And then I'm ADDing myself with too many things. But I do want to say, yes, there is a great Discord channel where people talk about stuff on Sunset Grill, and people are listening to us, and we appreciate it. You really shouldn't be, but thanks. So,
guys, you're the breath.
You really are.
So, yeah, this is Richard Russell. And then, if you haven't heard his dispatch, we're going to play some of that here. I do want to say that suicide, you know, it's not funny. But at this time, it is kind of funny. And I know that that's bad. But this guy, man, he did things his way. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, he did. It's like Frank Sinatra. He went out like if he did it his way.
It's such a complicated thing to talk about because, I mean, thank God he didn't try to kill other people.
No, he made that clear.
Yeah, he wasn't out to hurt anybody. And he wasn't even making it specifically clear if he was out to even hurt himself. I couldn't tell. It sounds like suicide by plane.
A couple of things he said, but then he would, like, laugh about it.
Yeah, the laughter was crazy to me that he was having such a good time. I mean, the adrenaline would be coursing through your veins. You've never flown a plane before. Here you are doing this shit. Yeah, and not only that, but, like, there is one thing that alluded to me thinking that this was a suicide is when he says, oh man, I don't know. Like, I thought the barrel roll would be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think also saying that I'm sorry, tell everyone that I care about that I'm sorry. Like, he prefaced that towards the beginning that there's going to be a lot of people mad at me. I'm really sorry. Please let them know I'm sorry. I think from that to me, I was like, I think he's just having fun.
He
now.
Made his mind up.
Like, he was going to maybe like go up there and be like, I really can't fucking do this. And I'm probably going to die instantly. But then he kind of got up there and was like, I'm kind of fucking doing this.
It's like he'd already thought it over. Like,
so like, I'm going to kind of have fun a little bit before I go out. So,
Right. So that puts this in a, like, okay. So the venerate, the word venerate, like means like regard with great respect and revere. And, like, that's kind of what's happening with this guy. Like, he's becoming quickly, like, some kind of folk hero or it's weird. Like, it's a guy who killed himself, okay, which is bad. But the manner that he did it was badass. And then it's fucking, we got a folk song about this guy in a second we can play.
But he also prefers it to, like, he's kind of, like, trying to stick the man. He's trying to say, well, you can blame minimum wage.
It's
very punk rock.
So I think he's trying to say, like, maybe if I would have gotten more money for what I was doing and, like, I'd be appreciated for my job. And
this grease some gears.
So, like, I stole this plane to go cost this company millions of dollars to crash it. And yeah. I already knew I was going to kill myself. So let me just steal something expensive and go out.
Bring some awareness
badass.
To something I believe in. Yeah.
I would have loved to talk to this guy. He seemed like a cool guy. He seemed like a funny guy. Like, I mean, listening to him, there's an excitement and glee that he's going through.
Probably should have thought about that a couple days ago.
Yeah, I didn't. I should have reached out. But there's an excitement and glee that, like, he's going through, that, like, his joke and his sense of humor is coming out, and he's laughing at himself. And I just, it's infectious almost. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Do you have a setup clip of it right now?
With the inner, the
any of the dispatch, yeah.
Okay, I think I got it right here. Let's see.
Was delayed. Alaska Airlines CEO Brad Tilden spoke today about what happened.
Oh, no, wrong spot. Sorry, wrong spot. My bad.
By the way, folks, you are listening to or about to be listening to. I know some of you have heard this and some of you are going to be bored to hear it again. But if you haven't heard it, you're listening to like basically someone's like last moments on Earth tape. So it is kind of depressing, even though it's not depressing and depressing.
He's very happy-go-lucky about it.
It's very sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
All right.
Out to the runway. By the time air traffic
this.
It's the situation in perspective.
Yeah, well,
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now. I started like 30-something.
100 pounds of fuel. Rich, you said you're at 2,100 pounds of fuel left?
Yeah, I don't know what the burnout is like on takeoff, but yeah, it's burned quite a bit faster than I expected.
There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh man, those guys will rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there too. I wouldn't want to do that. Hopefully, they probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick.
Okay, Rich, if you could you start a left-hand turn, and we'll take you down to the southeast, please.
This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I mean, I would hope it is for a guy like me.
Okay, very good, thank you. Right now he's just flying around, and he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. I don't need that much help. I played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded. Minimum wage. We'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that'll grease the gears a little bit with the higher up. Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I told you, I don't want to hear no one.
What was he quoting right then?
I don't know. It's like he talked in third person, too.
He's like, I don't want to hurt no one. I just want to hear you whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
Right. Okay. So we'll pause it there. It's a hostage negotiation in a sense. And now the dispatcher's trying to like, nah, he's fine. He just needs help control his airplane.
Yeah.
And dude man says, I got to do the box because I'm getting lightheaded up here because it would have been like oxygen. He wouldn't have had it pressured properly. So he's got a little bit of lunacy from the altitude air problem. But it sounded like, so he said, damn it,
Andrew.
So,
I'm trying to find the full audio from that too, that you had about the orca, that part.
Yeah, so. That was if you go to YouTube, type in full audio, yeah. And it's just a black and white. There it is. Fourth one down.
That one?
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, so when he says there's people's lives at stake,
Yes.
That is scary for the dispatcher. That's what the dispatcher's like, I don't know, you don't want to talk like that.
Yeah, you don't want to say anything like that.
He's trying to get this guy on the ground and not shot down. And by anyone's standards, the government has the right to shoot this guy down like at any time.
Doesn't he not sound drunk to you?
Well, yeah, he's insane from the air sickness, though.
Yeah. But yeah. If you didn't read, I read an article that where the guy doing it didn't disclose, they actually asked him what they would have done to get him down, and he said, I don't want to comment on that. So they literally asked him what they would do, if they would shoot him down or whatever, and he's like,
Well, they have an F-15 following him for a reason.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, why would you just say that he would shoot him down?
Yeah. Yeah, so when you got an F-15 following you, they're just asking, like, tell me when. If I got to do it, I got to do it.
Now, here's another thing. Did that just happen anyway? That's what I was thinking is, did that not just happen anyway? Like, did they not just shoot him down probably? Did he go down himself?
That part seems really vague to me. Although there's a bunch of videos and stuff like that, where he died is like an island with only a couple of houses. And
exactly. Like there's not a lot of...
There's nothing there. And he was headed... He said he thought he had enough fuel to make it over to the Olympics, which is the Olympic Mountains over near whatever. It's what Olympia is named after and stuff like that. It didn't look like to me that... And I can't get, like, a really easy flight path to find. You think you'd be able to find that online, like, exactly where did he go. So you have to kind of base it on, like, where he was seen and whatever. But there was military bases not far from him, like, a couple different military bases. So if he was, like, a terrorist, something like that, he would have been headed in that direction or a high-value target or something. But the fact that they were talking to him – like, okay, imagine if he wasn't talking to anybody, but they just know that plane was stolen and it's just flying around doing crazy shit, but he wasn't talking to anybody. He would have been shot down. Guaranteed. The fact that he's talking to him was we'll try diplomacy first. But, yeah, they have not. They're saying that he crashed, but we know so much of the story except for the ending. So that's where my conspiratorial almonds get burning.
I think he always wanted to be with the orca.
So, Blair, tell us about the orca.
I think that's what he wanted. So the audio that Kelsey's going to play here towards the end, if you listen to it, he was apparently following. So I guess for like 3 weeks, there was an orca spotted in the area that was literally pushing its dead calf that had died. And the mother couldn't like let go of it. So it was constantly just pushing it. And he became obsessed with it. And he was trying to follow it himself. So as he's flying, and literally the last thing that they have him saying is, can you please send me the coordinations to the orca, to the mama orca, and baby, because I really want to meet that guy.
You want to know what's even weirder? That that orca just gave up her calf within like 6 hours. Like she just finally gave it up. And it was like, it's more than 1,000 miles she's been carrying it in 17 days. And she just now gave it up right after this fly guy goes down.
Well, I'll be fucked.
Well, I just got chills.
Spooky, man.
Will give me a job as a pilot?
You know, I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Yeah, right. No, I'm a white guy.
If you wanted to land, probably the best bet is that runway just ahead and to your left. Again, that's McCord Field. If you wanted to try, that might be the best way to set up and see if you can land there. Yeah. Or just like the pilot suggests, another option would be over Puget Sound into the water.
Dang, did you talk to McCord yet? Because I don't think I'd be happy with you telling me I could land like that, because I could mess some stuff up.
Well, Richard, I already talked to him, and just like me, what we want to see is you not get hurt or anybody else get hurt. So like I said, if you want to try to land, that's probably the best place to go.
Hey, I want the coordinates of that orca with the, you know, the mama orca with the baby. I want to go see that guy.
Stay on the ground.
All right. Nah, damn it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to. I was kind of hoping that was going to be it, you know. I'm going to land it. In a safe kind of manner. I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll. And if that goes good, I'll just go nose down and call it a night.
Well, Rich, before you do that, let's think about this. I got another pilot coming up, Pilot Joel, here in just a minute or two, I hope. And we'll be able to give you some advice on what to do next.
Yeah, just flying the plane around, you seem comfortable with that?
Oh, hell yeah. It's a blast, man. I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
Okay, and you can see all the terrain around you? You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
Nah, everything's peachy. Peachy clean. Just did a little circle around Rainier. It's beautiful. I think I got some gas to go check out the Olympics. And, yeah.
Up, get it to go. A couple hours, I guess. But, yeah, I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
How does it all tie in? Whales and the sea.
Bebo,
what did you know?
Bebo the whale.
Bebo, did you send a message to the whale that it was okay to die?
To let go,
you know? What are you telling us, Bebo? Do we all need to be that whale?
Just let go of what we're getting.
Bebo just got, yes. He just said one day, like, just the balls in this guy are the craziness, the screws loose, whatever you want to say. Just one day, like, Abe always says this, our friend Abe Epperson from Small Beans. He always says, like, I forget where the quote's from, but he goes, yeah, you work 50 years at a glass factory. One day you just want to pick up a hammer. And, like, it's kind of this guy around all these planes all the time. And then one day he just goes, ah, fuck it, I'm taking this plane this time.
I'm the pilot now.
Yeah, like, just doing it.
I'm the captain
now.
So strange. Taliqua was the name of the whale. Who the fuck gets to name a whale? Like a wild whale. Like, who picked Taliqua? Like, who has
them, assuming?
Well, they fuck them. I'm sick of them getting to choose the names of my hurricanes. I get no input. My whales. Like, I go, it pisses me off. Like, and it's like, they want to name everything now. And it's like, I go,
write a letter and be like, hey, I want to name the next hurricane.
I do.
Speak to your local congressman and.
It's bullshit, too.
Well,
like,
hurricanes, you have to go, it's like by the alphabet, right? Like,
yeah, but the list changes every year.
Can't be an alphabet.
And then, like, what if your name is Katrina? Like, you just have a bad fucking rap. Like, you're like, hey, I'm Katrina. And everyone's like, oh, like, subconsciously, like, oh, that was a tragedy. Oh, it's very nice to meet you. You know what I mean? Like, what if your name was 9/11? You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is...
Well, Blair, like Blair Witch. How many times I get that?
I know, Noah. I'm
Noah,
the guy.
Build the ark.
I let everyone in the world drown as I took their animals.
Well, I'm the guy who is very pretentious and lived with his dad and his brother.
Oh, who's that?
Frasier. See, I went too far, didn't I?
Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, you did. You lost everyone.
Yeah. Dude, that's my goal.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So, but yeah, fuck them for naming the whales without my vote, at least. It's not fair.
What would be your whale name?
Whaley.
That's probably why they don't let you name them.
I don't know. I named my cat Ding Dong. There's great names out there.
Ding Dong.
Yeah. Ding Dong's cool. Like, a whale is like, I don't know. This is going to bother me for the rest of the night now. I'm really kind of pissed about this. I never thought how angry I am that I don't get to name this stuff.
Well, you know what, man? It's time to just
start naming things.
No, it's time to do what this whale did.
Oh, just let go.
Just let go.
This whale, who I will not name.
Nor will you.
Her name is Whaley.
Why don't you name you can name the calf that's dead.
That's fucked
up. You know what? I'll go to the beach and pick it with you.
I bet they did name the calf, those sick motherfucking whale namers. They fucking did. And they told Taliqua, they were like, your name's Taliqua. And she's like, no, it's not. It's Whaley. And they were like, and your baby's name is Ronaldo or something like that. And she's like, no, it's not. That's Whaley Jr. And she's so mad because no one lets her name her own self or anything.
I'm immediately more concerned with this situation than I was 5 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whaley Jr.
Yep. Well, anyway, we just want to thank you, Bebo, for whatever you did in the cosmos to if it's the last thing, the last wish that he had was to see that whale.
Yes.
And then the whale lets go of her calf finally. Her tour of grief is over. Okay. Well, I don't think I have anything else to say about Bebo except for that story to me is like not, there's like, the only conspiracy now is if they shot him down or not. Which I don't even need to look into because I think that by rights they could.
Yeah, but I don't think they did.
Yeah.
I think he ran out of gas. I do.
Well,
I mean, he was already
addressing that.
He was already so. And there were so many times if you see the video that he was like. so close from like hitting something and he pulled it off.
At one point in time, I think he was like 100 feet over the water.
It looked just like the fucking Grand Theft Auto, man.
It's insane. We do run the risk of, and we're even doing it right now. I don't even know if we're running the risk of. I mean, I guess we are. But like, what if? Like, I don't know how a lot of people that suicide that become folk heroes. Like, Robin Williams, very sad. Tom Petty, very sad.
Yeah.
Fucking all these suicides, it's just like, oh, geez, Chester, Chris Cornell. Fucking all, one after another, very depressed, all right? Now, this suicide with this guy in the plane, I mean, maybe it just feels all right, like, because it's been so bad. You know what I mean? Him having joy and fun and suiciding, for some reason, I think this is going to build him into a fucking
trying to say they're trying cult hero. Glorify suicide?
Well, what if he did that unknowingly?
Exactly. He definitely did it. Well, he knew enough to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
But glorifying it is different than, to me...
Well, I just think we're surrounded by it. I mean, look at this show, 13 constantly. Reasons Why.
Right,
that was a whole article about so many people were against the show because they thought it was glorifying suicide and making this and that. And
it was making it hip. I thought the show was raising awareness, but even raising awareness, you run the risk of...
Yeah.
The same thing.
It's a slippery slope, and sometimes can't defer. Someone who really does have problems can't really defer the fact if that is, like, glorifying it or the fact if it's you have a problem, reach out.
I know. So if we just glorified suicide, because in a sense, I think I did. I'm having a lot of fun with this guy, but I'm only doing it because...
It seems like he would not mind that.
Right.
In a way, just like, and I know this is very weird to say, and I've been suicidal, and we've talked about this and everything.
Yes,
and
have I? Yeah,
and we all have.
We all have, and it's like, this guy seemed like he was totally fine with everything that was going on, and it was almost like if he were sitting in this room, he would be treating it exactly as we are.
Right. Sick sense of humor, that motherfucker. God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, he's called Bebo for a reason. You don't just get that.
He's like, he needs some help landing. Oh, well, I don't really need any help. You know, I'm pretty good at video games.
Sometimes he sounded like me when I'm on a rant, or even like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Like, he's like, I don't need fucking help. I got this one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like there's a kind of chaos there that I can't. I don't know.
You know, you love chaos.
I know, but you only hear it in so many voices, and that guy had it.
Yeah. R.I.P. Bebo. Inspired a lot of people, huh?
Yes. Yeah, so this is an example. It's only a couple days afterwards, and we've already got a man who wrote a folk song. And the message behind the folk song, it's strange. You think this guy's just going to exploit this and whatever, but the message from the folk song is like, so tricky. I can't disagree with him. Like, this is just a hard thing to do. But, like, is there a famous person that went out in, like, a blaze of glory? Like, really, like Bonnie and Clyde, right? Like, they signed the death pact that they were going to die the moment they robbed their first bank, right? The moment I don't know how many people Bonnie and Clyde killed or whatever. But, like, they know it's the beginning of the end once they make that decision. There's no turning back.
Yeah.
So they're just on a, like, let's hit the road. I fucking love you. Let's rob more shit. It's all going to end anyway. Let's fucking go. Now, that's a longer ride than the plane ride that this guy had. But boy, Bonnie and Clyde probably had a good fucking time. And there's a reason why, even though Bonnie and Clyde did a bunch of bad stuff, that in our heads, when we think Bonnie and Clyde, we only think, like, those guys are kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's happy to be like, oh, we're the new Bonnie and Clyde.
I think once you realize the fact that you're going to die eventually, you're going to, you know, like, it becomes like, I feel like they were more loose and they didn't care as much and they were in it to win it
because
they knew that they only had a lot of time left.
Yeah,
they knew they were going to get caught, so might as well go out fucking doing the most fun things possible.
That's exactly what this guy said pilot was trying to tell him
to land. I'm telling you, I really think that he thought that he would have made it that far. So then, like, he probably thought he would take off. That's why he initially said, I'm really sorry. Please tell everyone I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. But then he was like, I think I'm kind of got this. I play video games. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out doing it the best I can and fuck it.
And just watching those planes every day, getting your minimum wage, you're watching pilots. You're just like, ugh, I don't want to do that.
Wonder how many times he played this out in his head before he did it.
Probably every day. Is it every day he's going, I could totally have fucking stolen that plane. I could totally have fucking, I could steal that plane right now.
You know what? If nobody was watching me, or not even that, because people are always watching.
Right. Well, but then what? Yeah.
Oh, he did have the clearance to go on the plane. But how did he get, how did he, like, get to the... He has clearance to get on the plane, but not the cockpit, they said. So I'm just not sure.
There's a rule that
maybe his buddy was just like, fuck it, man. Do it.
There's
screw
a rule
the man.
That your flight simulator or whatever, they say that that is, like, strikingly accurate. That, like, you could just play flight simulator for, like, a long time, and you'd be just as good a pilot when you get in there, like, in a physical world. At, like, not just as good, but you'd be, like... capable. I mean, the 9/11 hijackers did it too. They went to flight school as well, but they were using the simulators. And, like, I don't know. So maybe he just simulated a bunch. Because this one guy, like, the investigation right now is like, how did he get in this plane? And how did he even get this thing up and running? Because they go, it's not like turning a key in your car to get the plane going. Yeah. Like, you got to do a bunch of shit. This guy knew how to do everything. So.
What if he had help?
What if they start banning flight simulator?
What if they had help?
I don't think they can do that at this point.
Mm. Like, what if his buddy was like, I don't know, maybe it'll
check it out. Yeah, it's ready to roll.
Who knows?
I'm going to take it for a spin. I don't care. Why? Is it like rules against that or something? Like, yeah, I don't know. By the way, sorry if I keep clearing my throat a bunch of people. I know that's going to be annoying, but I've got like something stuck in it for like a week. It's nothing to do with blowjobs. Let's hit some of this folk music. Let's play a little bit of this so you can hear this first folk song that I've heard. The Ballad of a Broken Man, Richard Russell's song, a.k.a. Bebo's song. Who's this by? Who's the guy?
Johnny Maudlin.
Maudlin.
I'm just looking for that orca out there swimming in the sea. Looking can bring on hope to me. Just a broken guy with a few screws loose, but I ain't so crazy I can't see.
I mean,
this is pretty good.
The guy wrote it himself. The guy co-wrote it himself. You know, he's using his own lyrics.
Yeah, you think Bebo wrote it?
I mean,
he's using Bebo's words. Yeah. I haven't heard the second verse. If you guys want to go there,
you want to go there?
I'm interested. He said he's not crazy enough to not see how pretty the mountains are. I mean, it's such a conflicting message. How time flies when you cross that line. He snapped. He's running out of fuel. Just. Cheer Bebo. Shout out, Bebo.
R.I.P. Bebo. Broken guy with a few screws.
Thoughts,
loose.
Guys? Right? It's such a weird feeling.
What I'm thinking
tragic,
of.
Tragic, funny, weird.
What I'm thinking of as a YouTube person is that I bet this guy now has, he's got 3.1 thousand viewers. I wonder if that happened within the last 2 days.
I know that when I first watched it, like he's at like 5,000 views now, I think.
Yeah,
47. When I first watched it, that it was like 300 views. So that was like yesterday. So it's getting passed around a bit.
Guaranteed this guy has gained at least 3,000+ viewers in the last subscribers.
Right. It's just so strange. Like, I can't figure out. I know my mentality on this is conflicted. And I can say that I can see a silver lining on a suicide, which is terrible to say because that's never the case. You can never say that. There's going to be a lot of victims in this, including the people around him. So
yeah.
So it's not like a silver lining on a suicide, but there is like that brief moment of pure, unbridled joy he had doing what he was doing.
Yeah, he's going out doing something he loves.
Is infectious. And there's closure for the, like, more closure, I guess, for the people around. I don't know what to make of it. But as I'm saying, he's going to become a fucking folk hero now. Like, it's because, like, that guy's singing that song, but he's not being funny. But he's saying a few screws loose in a song, and it sounds funny to hear. So I can't figure out what to do with this. Like, I don't want to be laughing about this.
Yeah.
But I can't help it.
Well, this is the thing. This was what we do here at the Sunset Grill. But we have to make...
This one's complicated.
Yes, this one's complicated because there is closure. You know, usually in the things that we cover here, there are a lot of fucking questions unanswered. Right. And this one, the only really question unanswered is whether or not he was shot down, like you said. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the only conspiratorial side of this. But
just because they won't show any video of the crash.
Yeah.
They show everything leading up. And they show everything after.
I don't think anyone got video of the crash from where he went down.
Oh.
I mean, the F-15.
There's somebody with video of this crash.
Someone would have to have.
Someone drop it. Well, that's what they're saying is they were in a very remote place. He was in a very remote place over an island, which means he would have been over water first, then an island, and then more water. So you only got the chance of those people probably being on that. He was probably flying low, so he didn't get high visibility. And then,
because no one was hurt. There are only like 4 or 5 houses.
I've seen a picture of a puff of smoke in the sky. That's all I've seen. And I can't tell if the smoke is rising from the accident was or the puff of smoke occurred in the sky. That's one thing that I don't know.
The video I saw was rising, and the guy was like, there was a plane crash, and because I didn't see the actual plane crash, but they were saying it was a plane crash, and it was rising.
Yeah.
But it's like still around sunset, right?
Yeah.
And then the next thing that we see
is fire
at night. Yeah. So it's strange.
And obviously the guy got close enough to the ground in a few of those spots to where it's like, okay, he knows how close he can get. He sort of figures out as he goes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely 100% probable that he probably crashed it himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there is I'm pretty sure that he didn't know that island, wherever the fuck it was. He didn't know. He probably, if he saw a bunch of trees, maybe that looks like just woods.
I think that was on the way to the Olympic Mountains, though. Like, so yeah, he didn't know where that island was, but he had a destination in mind.
Yes.
So.
And the fact that he didn't reach that, obviously, well, I mean, who knows? That could have been it, but I don't know.
I think he was running out of gas fast.
And
he kept saying that the guy was like, well, we need to get you down. You're running out of gas.
Well, a barrel roll turned into a backflip will burn a lot of gas, too. Yeah. I'm sure.
I'm sure that didn't help.
But, yeah, that one line where he, like, this guy, you know what, man? After he succeeded with the barrel roll, I mean, now he's thinking, oh, they're going to fuck me up if I land this now. Like, I'm going to get arrested. They'll probably throw me in jail for the rest of my life. He literally says that on the tape. So he's committed to this now. Only bad things are going to happen to him if he lands it. I mean, honestly, like, that's got to be crossing his mind. Like, and he said specifically, like, oh, I thought the barrel roll would have been it, you know, but he's got this joy of, like, I can't believe I fucking pulled it off. But then he's left with, like, wait a minute, that was so cool, but I'm going to get fucked if I land.
I'm not allowed to do it. I just did.
Nobody wants to be in prison for the rest of your life.
No, he even said that. He said, what's that, life in prison for a guy like me?
Yeah.
But, it's also, did you hear how defeated he sounded when the guy that was talking to him said, if you keep flying in that direction, I won't be able to talk to you anymore? So the guy was like, okay. Like, he was just like, okay, well, he didn't want to lose communication.
Do you think that was a veiled threat? He was like, if you keep going in that direction, like, we won't be talking anymore.
We'll shoot you down.
Maybe.
Because he just said.
Because if you said he was around the military base.
Yeah,
but no.
No, he was moving away from the military base at this point.
Well, he said they have, like, the no-fly thing, and he was like, oh, no, they're not worried about that or something. Mm. Some random.
Oh, no, he said they have surface-to-air missiles. He was like, because they were like, go this way. And he's like, oh, man, no, they got surface-to-air missiles over there, man. Yeah, and the guy's like, no, they don't. He was thinking they're going to shoot him down. That was obviously on his brain. I mean, he was probably thinking that the whole time, like, they're going to shoot me down. So he, when they were leading him to one direction, he was like, oh, fuck, no, that's where they got the missiles. So
not going there.
All right, anything else on Bebo?
It pulls
at my mind in a weird way. I can't know what to do with the Bebo stuff. I'm sorry, I keep saying it. It's bothering me.
Bebo.
See, what sucks is that everybody, like his family, they're all saying that he was a gentle person, a good husband.
I guess he was married. His dad said he was a good husband.
He also was going to start a bakery company with his girlfriend at one point in time, and the bakery company didn't work out.
Bebo Bakery?
Bebo's Bakery. I don't know what they were going to call it, but that's a good name.
Yeah, I think
someone should trademark that now.
Bebo's Bakery.
Bebo's Bakery.
Come on down to Bebo's Bakery. I have this.
They make orca cookies.
I had.
That's a sore subject for Noah.
One red comment I read online was. As far as I could tell, he had no motive and was suicidal despite having a girlfriend and opening a joint bakery with her. For many lonely people like myself, this sounds like a dream come true. I can't respect someone like this. It's another form of Western entitlement that is killing our civilization and culture. Very rude statement. I don't agree with that statement, but I'm just pointing out what the chatter sounds like online. And as another person said, he thought the loop was going to kill him, but he managed it, and it was as harrowing as it was beautiful. Maybe there is hope. Maybe he didn't die and parachuted it out. That'd be cool.
Oh, man, yeah, this is GTA for real.
This one said, suicide is putting a 12-gauge to one's head. Being free, truly free, even for a few brief moments, is something to be admired. And then quoted Mussolini, rather live 1 year as a lion than 100 years as a sheep.
Well, quoting Mussolini is a good way to get it pushed to the front of the line.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what the internets are up to. But I think that is the distinction that my head's trying to grapple with. I'm having the cognitive dissonance of. It's like the moment of freedom and everything is like admirable, but the conclusion's not. Like, I wish there was a way he could have done this and then like been a hero somehow without dying. Like, if he went and landed it, if we had those recordings and then he did go and land it, could we like protest to, like, let this guy just get mental health instead of being thrown in prison? Like, I feel like people of the world would fight for that right now. You know what I mean? Like, if he had landed and we heard all the dispatches, just like we did now, but he pulled it off.
Yeah.
The hostage negotiation works. They land him. And then he goes to jail and everyone's like, he's going to serve, like, 40 years. I think, since they're already written folk songs and shit, well, they're doing that because he died. But even if he didn't, people would be very impressed by the story that this guy just grabbed the plane, did a barrel roll, landed it. He goes to jail for like 30 years. But we could all get together and be like, no, we want him to get mental health. Put him in a psych ward if you got to. But I don't want him to go to prison for the rest of his life.
Well, I would hope that's what they would do. He even admits I have screws loose.
Right. And he didn't want to hurt anybody.
But he said he didn't know that until right now.
But still, sometimes
he didn't know how many screws are loose or how bad it was till right now, essentially. Yeah.
So, I mean, he knew something was always kind of off with him. I mean, God, he's 29. Lots of times you don't develop, like, schizophrenia to your late 20s, early 30s. Maybe he was, like, slowly getting into that. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. Well, we love you, Bebo.
We love you, Bebo.
All right. Was there other news?
Not really according to or concerning Bebo.
My brain keeps plucking at this Bebo thing, and then I remember more things, but I think that's about it.
We'll definitely be coming back to it as time goes on.
I'm sure we'll find more about Bebo.
Hi, y'all. Absolutely. My name is Richard Russell. I'm 27 and currently living in Sumner, Washington with my incredible wife, Hannah. I was born in Key West, Florida. I moved to Wasilla, Alaska when I was 7. I met Hannah in Coos Bay, Oregon in 2010 when we were both going to school. We were married 1 year later, and 1 month after that, we opened a bakery, which we successfully ran for 3 years. We decided to sell and move in 2015 because we were both so far removed from our families. Failing to convince Hannah of Alaska's greatness, we settled on Sumner because of its close proximity to her family. I meanwhile obtained a job working for Horizon Airlines, so I'm able to fly to Alaska at my leisure. Anyway, that's just from his blog.
Yeah, I heard that he was, like, just very active in, like, documenting his trips and shit like that.
Well, yeah, because he complained about, like, getting minimum wage, but he also was like, I still get to do, like, cool, fun things. And it shows him, like, going to Alaska and, like, Europe.
You know,
and,
like, Anthony Bourdaining it around.
Ooh.
Oh. Whoa.
Yowzers.
But it is like that, though. He was bouncing around. He was traveling.
Yeah, it is.
The things.
Then he goes nuts and takes a plane. What if he was MK Ultra to, like, crash a plane for whatever reason? And then he just, like, his spell didn't work. Like, it initiated, and he was like, okay, take plane. And then while he's taking the plane, he's like, whoa, and just snaps back into crazy guy.
So you mean that there's a possibility that there could be training grounds for committing huge, horrendous things in America?
Yeah, there could be. And that's what's coming up next on the Sunset Grill podcast, right after this break.
All right.
Hey, we're going to talk about New Mexico and and the kids, and they have them all, and they're doing stuff to them. Not in a bad way, at least that we know of. Just meet us after the break.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wait. Oh, shit.
All right.
Stepped in it. September 11th. And so, anyway, welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, Kelsey alluded to, hate the voice clearing thing, but I'm sorry, guys.
They're fine.
I'm going to figure this out. If anyone has any advice how to clear something that's stuck in your throat, out of your throat, that's been there a week, let me know.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
Well done.
We got to talk about New Mexico. And what is going down in New Mexico is that
It's going down.
This is some stuff.
Jammed.
They found a place out there, and it was originally reported in the... that's the picture that I saw, that one right there, of the plane.
Okay. cut you off. No. I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh, because it was like, investigators find ammo, dirty diapers. It's like the second thing that they put is dirty diapers. That just makes me laugh. I don't know why.
Dirty, yeah. Yeah, the dirty diapers are really like the headline here.
It really is.
Yeah, like it's strange. But yeah, they find this place, and then it's like got a guy who has been on the run with a warrant on him. And his name is Jesus Christ. I don't have any fucking notes.
Yeah, it's a,
his
it's
name
a,
is Jesus Christ.
Jesus?
No.
It's SirajLbnWahhaj.
So I think it's Siraj Wahaj. So he was, he is a son of a Brooklyn imam, which is a high-ranking Muslim cleric. And I have to tell you guys, there's like... So the way this has been handled is because it's Islamic. Like, everyone's like tripping all over them. So like, if it was a David Koresh type, they'd be like, yeah, this is a, you know, like a Christian extremist David Koresh type. That's how the media would actually say it. But because he's Islamic, they're having a real problem because they can't say Islamic extremist because he hasn't done anything truly extreme.
What?
But yeah,
this
like
is pretty extreme.
Yeah, I know. But like but they don't like saying that about people. Like, it's just it's not good right now. Like this one guy goes, yeah, like he appears to be like a Muslim extremist. And then everyone was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he goes, it's not meant to be a derogatory statement toward any race or religion, but they are extremist and they are of the Muslim belief, he said. So it's like he had to like, just like, whoa, I'm just trying to,
specify
oh, as I
here,
see
yeah.
what's going on here. But, our Mr. Siraj Wahaj, he's the son of a famous imam from Brooklyn, New York, who was named as a co-conspirator in the 1993, World Trade Center bombing. So his dad is like linked to that. Unindicted, but was named by prosecutors as a co-conspirator.
So it was a family business.
Right. Well, so the guy that's the weirdest part is like, the dad came out immediately because he's well respected in New York City now, but he came out and said, you know, my son can be a little extreme. Like, it's literally his quote. Like, he can be a little extreme. So this word extreme is weird. But anyway, Blair, do you have something you want to throw out here? We didn't actually get to what we found here yet. We just started talking about this guy.
They just found dirty diapers. I think you're making your stuff's contagious. Now I'm clearing my throat.
We're all clearing our throats.
Jeez, Louise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
They found dirty diapers, shotgun shells, broken bicycles, and a DVD about killing, like, in close combat.
Close combat, yeah.
And, like, yeah, they found, like 11 children. They were found hungry and living in, like, squalor.
Right, okay, so we'll get to the kids. But what happened was someone sent a message out to and I don't know exactly to where. I don't think they want to name how they got the message, but the message was, we are starving and need food and water. It was a message that someone got and turned it into authorities. And there's a guy named Badger. So these people actually, they go out there and they just wanted to live alone and isolated. And the people around this area, it's the Colorado-New Mexico border, essentially. The people around this area, like, were really, like, even though this guy is, like, they'll go, like, do you want water? And he's, like, it's against my religion to take that water from you. Like, you can't do that.
Wow.
Even though he would talk like that, these rural people are still, like, that's fine. Can I help you build your building? Can I help you, like, do this? Like, they are all pitching around there to help everybody. It doesn't matter even if they hate you or you hate them. It's like we all work together out there. There's, like, this weird – I just kept reading report after report. Like, people were crying when that guy got arrested. Even though they knew that the kids were being, like, maltreated and stuff like that, they were still, like – the neighbors were, like, crying because they were like, no, he was one of us. Even though the guy was always like, now, I am not one of you.
So this was part of, like, some Muslim community?
No. So this guy, the land is like an acre is like $800 out there. That's it for an acre of land. Cause it's like really hard to live out there. It's terrible winters and shit like that. So he bought land out there and he just wanted to build his place. And he was going to build like an eco, I forget what they call it. Eco.
Okay. I have something different here then. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish that. But
yeah. So well, sorry. This is what I read is that he went out, he bought some land out there and then he went out there with, there's four adults total. I believe it's two or five adults total. I think two women and three males. And then there's 11 kids. And, together they all started to build a compound. And the way they did that was they take like tons and tons of tires, which was donated by a neighbor, hundreds and hundreds of tires. And they fill them with mud and they start to build walls. They had tunnels that went underground that ended up at different parts of the compound. Like, it was a really shitty compound. They started burying an RV basically underground, as recommended by his neighbors, because he was like, they kept building tents and shit, and all their tents got blown away. And the neighbors were like, no, build a hole and put an RV in it, and then put the mud back in, and that'll be your new home underground, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that with storage containers. I've watched a lot of those videos of, like, you bury a couple of storage units, mm-hmm. and you can build, like, an underground mansion.
Yeah.
They're badass. I will do that one day.
I was at a cool storage shelter house near Desert Springs, California. They had one built, and it was like one of those giant boxcar storage things, like cut in half and then like turned sideways. And the part that was like now open was like glass and everything. So you had like two closed off areas, mm-hmm. but you had a glass sitting area where you could look out at the desert. It was pretty cool. But anyway.
So I have, I wasn't going to read the first part, but since the dirty diapers. Tiny pairs of pants, broken down bikes with training wheels, and discarded children's shoes haphazardly scattered among the homemade brick walls and half-buried RV hint at the tragedy and mystery unfolding in this remote community. This is the thing that I had that was different. Here, down a dirt road scratched through the sagebrush, investigators are trying to piece together why a group of heavily armed Muslims took up residence on property they didn't own and built a compound from wooden pallets, clear plastic tarps, and dirt-filled tires. Investigators also are trying to understand the death of a three-year-old child whose body was found buried on the site.
They bought a piece of land, right? They went out there. It was snowy. And it all looks the fucking same out there. So they go, they're looking at their maps and they go, oh, this is our land right here. And then they park down. But they parked down, they started their compound on someone else's land. They didn't realize they were on, they were on Badger's land, this guy with the last name Badger. And so he went out there and told him, like, hey, man, he found him like 2 weeks after they started. He was like, hey, guys, like, this is my fucking land. Like, but I'll work with you. Why don't we just flip flop, like, the land rights or whatever? You give me your place and I'll give you this place and it's fine. because they weren't like bothering him or anything like that. But then the guy like just kept putting off this badger guy, our ringleader here, which I keep fucking forgetting how to say his name.
The property owner apparently repeatedly, is that what you had there?
Yeah.
He repeatedly reported the group to authorities and is struggling with the guilt that maybe he could have done more. This is USA Today, by the way.
I also have that they were training, the adults were accused of training the children to use firearms in preparation for future school shootings.
That's the scary part. That's where this thing, there's two parts of the story. Like, people in a compound doing whatever. Nah, I don't care if they're starving people on a compound or whatever. I mean, it just isn't going to hit my brain to be like, whoa, this is crazy. But when you throw in that those kids were being trained to be school shooters, which, by the way, to be fair, came from a foster parent of one of the kids. Like, somehow that, like, a foster parent of one of the kids. So, and what's also weird is that they, if I could read this part, Waj, Lucas Morton, and three other adults have been accused of training children to use firearms in preparation for future school shootings. Prosecutors have also charged them with child abuse. So they were accused of training children to use firearms in preparation of school shootings, but there isn't like a charge for that. So then it goes on to say, if you go to Reuters, it says no one was specifically charged over the school shooting accusation. And defense attorney Alexander Kostich told reporters that prosecutors had provided no evidence of the allegation, which came from a foster parent who was caring for one of the children. So this kid must have been like, we were training for school shootings and told the foster parent. And then the defense attorney's like, no, this is bullshit. That's not true. But I think there's probably something true to it, because what else are they fucking doing out there? And
especially with that combat video.
Right. Yeah, they say that the whole place was like a target practice everywhere. That, like, even though these people can't really afford water and food, they can afford shitloads of bullets. The arsenal was actually, he had an AR-15 rifle, 5 magazines of ammunition, and 4 handguns when arrested. And so that's stage one, the school shooting thing of why this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Stage two is why this guy had a warrant out for his arrest, which is what eventually led them into the place, is that he told his wife he was taking his kid to the park, but then, like, this is somewhere else, back when he lived in, like, New York, I think, or somewhere.
Georgia. The kid was from Georgia, yeah.
And then what happened, Blair?
He kidnapped it.
Kidnapped
his son.
To give him an exorcism.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So his wife says, all right, you guys, and then she kept texting, this is stupid too, but the wife, leaves with the kid, says, oh, we're going to the park or whatever. Like, days pass, and she keeps texting her husband going, like, are you guys going
back? Bring milk.
Like, it took, like, days, and he just kept going, like, yeah, we'll be back soon. We're on the way. And, like,
there's traffic.
The kid had a lot of, like, medical issues.
And yes.
The dad kidnapped him to, like, try to give him an exorcism to, like, make him... whatever, I don't know.
So the kid was, and also I got to be clear on the exorcism thing, because this is something important. She later came out and said, no, I never said that he was going to get an exorcism. And media companies are like, oh, okay, fine. And they're just reporting on that. And they're going like, that makes us all feel better. But the truth is, she's like, it's not an exorcism. It's a, it's called a Rika. Which is particular to the Muslim faith, where you want to, you're not saying the kid's possessed by the devil. You're saying the kid could be inhabited by a jinn, and that you need to get the jinns out. And they're like these tricky spirit things that can get in you and can cause you harm. It can take over your body. It comes from the evil eye and all this other stuff. It's their own thing, but
they regenerate.
No, but, maybe. But they said that they don't, it's not an exorcism, because an exorcism is that the devil is inside you. Your demons got you. Yes. This is jinns.
This is jinns. I'm different.
And it's different. And that they still believe in the devil, but they believe the devil is just a seducer and a whisper in your ear and a way to, like, get you off of things. But it's not, like, the devil doesn't send demons to possess you. It's, like, particular.
They found his body Monday, the remains
yes.
of that boy.
So they found the boy in the place.
Yeah.
Rukia, R-U-Q-Y-A, is generally described as an Islamic version of exorcism through the targets are jinn or spirits rather than Satan. Ramzi described Wahaj's intentions as an attempt to cast out Abdul Ghani's illness via prayer. And yeah. So anyway, that's that's that. And then I was like, this is way off topic, but after I heard Ryka, I was like, is that what the fuck Sublime was talking about in that one party? Because I never know what the, I mean, that
waiting
song.
Waiting on my Ruka?
Yeah, Waiting on my Ruka and my Hina. I was like, what the fuck? I've never known what the fuck he's talking about either. So I was like, maybe it's about that. It's not. These are totally different things. And
you,
I had
can
to
see
go,
your mind just going a million miles a minute with that.
It is. And I had to go to songmeanings.com to get... to go, this is just even how far this is stupid, this ADD tangent goes, is that I was like, is that Sublime Ruka thing? So I look up that song and everyone's like, no, it just means like your chick or whatever, or your girl, your boo or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And then one of the comments on Song Meanings was, look, personally, I don't care. Everyone started arguing about the buh, buh. everyone's arguing on Song Meanings, like, is it buh, buh? Is it buck, buck? Is it supposed to simulate the sound of gunshots going off? Like, he's offended. He's like, buck, buck. And these people are like, no, it's traditional reggae. They say buck, buck just to, like, hype up and everything. And so finally someone goes, look, personally, I don't care about the bo, bo, bo or whatever the hell a Ruka is. Sometimes it just doesn't matter what a song means in order to love it. Post it on Song Meanings. Like, what the fuck are you doing on there? Like, you're in the wrong place, man. Like, what the fuck? You don't go to like a fucking Apple store and be like, oh, God, what is it? We're going to get a PC in here. This is stupid. You guys don't get it. So, so back to the New Mexico thing. Training kids for school shootings, that's a new one for me. And I don't even know. People are asking questions like, how did it take the FBI already came to this town? Already, they were flying drones over the property like a long time ago, left them completely alone. I didn't know it was still possible to like hole up in a plot of land in America and build a compound. I didn't know you could still do that.
Yeah, this is a wild, wild country.
Yeah. Well, good for them. I mean, it's kind of what I want to do. Minus the training kids for school shootings or killing my kid and leaving him on the property.
You should probably backpedal that one.
Yeah.
Not let you near my child.
So, yeah, they found his kid, the exercise kid. Apparently, it hasn't been officially confirmed, but it's approximately a four-year-old dead that they found on this property.
He was three.
3 to 4. I think he was kidnapped when he was 3, but now he'd be 4 or whatever. Something like that.
It's the longest trip to the park ever.
Yeah, right? So I don't know what that means, though. But I do know that, like, people have a real problem with this, like, covering this because it involves Islamic people. But as we've said on the show, first and foremost, before that, it involves a crazy person. So, like,
yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me that he was Islamic.
What you are.
Yeah.
And I think maybe weeks to come, there'll some more will come brought to face because it's only been, like, a week, right?
Since... Yeah, well, this is not done unfolding,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think and there's going to be a lot to come about and, like...
Well, I think that because there's a lot of these communities, there's a lot of these little, like, compounds or whatever you want to call them across the country, and I think that this one is no doubt going to cause a lot closer eye to be put on the other ones.
Well, I hope so. With all the shootings, school shootings, everything that's going on... in the world today, it's very scary. And
yeah, I just don't understand. I mean, this is getting some traction, right? I mean, we're looking at USA Today, but it doesn't. I haven't been watching mainstream media, but it doesn't seem to be.
Not really. No, I mean,
up.
Same with Bebo. I mean, it was there for like a day, but then kind of stopped.
I can say that, and I mean, I know I can Google it and find multiple websites it has, but I want to know, like, is it making the TV rotation? You know what I mean? Like, I don't hear enough people talking about it.
I did watch it. It was on, just because where I work, it was on, I think it was Fox or CNN, I can't remember. It was either on Fox, the day it came out. Like, mm-hmm. It was on Monday or Tuesday. I remember one of those mornings that I saw it. But they didn't talk about it, and that's all they talked about after that I've seen.
Because I remember there was another one on the Mexico border where they were like, did we talk about that? Where it was like child sex camp, crazy things. There's straps on trees and stuff like that. And they were saying like, oh, this is crazy. It's a sex camp. And then there was like these guys out there that were like going around with their guns like, we're going to solve this. And I don't know. You didn't see that? It was like a month ago. It made big rounds on like the conspiratorial things on the internet. Like... I didn't care about it because I thought it was just probably fake, but there were a bunch of trees with like straps on them where like you could put
like
hands.
Like strap-ons?
And there was a bunch of kids stuff. No.
Oh, like straps.
Like so somebody could be whipped or
I don't know exactly.
Worse.
But that all seemed like it turned out to be like nothing.
You know.
And then this all happened. It's
real. I'm not going to act like I'm a saint. You know, I may have been tied up willingly.
What? To a tree?
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a different kind of.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
So, yeah, listeners, we don't know what the fuck this is, what this guy's doing out there in New Mexico, but it's we expect it to unfold a little bit more, at least before it goes completely away. See, I think that's really huge news. That's what I'm saying. I think that's the hugest news to me. Like, it involves all the crazy that
that's
I can put in there.
That they're pushing it under, like, shoving it under the rug, right. And they're not talking about it.
Well, and is that because of the Muslim thing? Is there like a narrative to where we can't really say bring anything negative into that world right now? Or is it,
I think if he was not there? I think if he was like a
if he were a Protestant,
or if he was like one of those like Mormon guys, like you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Like that. Like, and we found out this guy was like, listen to this,
Amish.
Yeah, like Amish guy. Oh no, it doesn't work. But a good point. But, like, what is the, like, whatever, Church of Latter-day Saints, yeah. secret extremist group, training kids for school shootings. Dead four-year-old found amongst the thing after they didn't do an exorcism. That seems safe to talk about. It would be rampant. It would be, like, everywhere.
Oh,
we'd be talking about that.
Yeah.
But when I go, like, Muslim extremists, you know, out there doing this thing, it sounds like we're bad people just for saying what it is. Like, there's a weird thing. So I get the media has that problem too. Everyone went so hard on Muslim extremists that you kind of can't really.
You can't. Yeah, they're walking on eggshells to talk
about
that.
But the extremists part, like, and that's what I'm saying. It's better to just say, like, extremists. Yes, they happen
to be
Muslim.
But it's in quotation. Every article you read, it's like extremists.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm seeing it.
Around it. Every article that you read about
planned
it is.
Planned exorcism.
Yeah,
quote
like
unquote.
Everything's in quotes.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and yeah, I'm looking here at I'm looking here at the video or the news, and I mean, you got CNN and Newsweek, but then other than that, you got like, I mean, maybe Daily Press, but it's all like local shit. Like nobody's releasing anything
right.
about this at all. And
that's
now this is. Do you think this is just the sort of thing where they're trying to control people's like nerves? They're trying to make everybody not freak out so much over this thing, or does it have to do with the fact that this guy is a Muslim?
See, I think it's the opposite. I think the news tries to make us more.
Yes, but what if this
right,
is like this
not,
is the government stepping into the big?
True. I mean, I can see that. But
right, because like what I'm saying is, yes, we're all saying the same thing. Because like Muslim terrorists or Muslim extremists were
yeah.
pushed on us so hard that there has to be now. It's like it was used over and over and over again for the reason why we're in wars, right? Like
yeah.
it's like we got to pump out all this Islamic extremist stuff.
Yes.
We got to do blah blah blah. But then over time, you've noticed that. Even when events like that are happening, like a guy taking a car and running over a bunch of people or just knifing people in the streets or whatever, the media doesn't really want to do that anymore. Like, they don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what that shift is for or why, but it is the case. So now it's gone all the way to like, okay, like, let's say they don't want to glorify or give those people publicity when they do something crazy, like run people over in a car because it might just make more people do it or whatever. I'll take that. But this guy doing this doesn't fit any of their criteria. This has to be talked about.
Yeah.
Like, and like I said, dismantle it. Take the Islam part, like, kind of just leave it there. But, like, get to the idea that someone is training kids.
Say, take Muslim out of it and just
yeah.
use him as a human being. Any person
yeah.
doing this is extremely fucked up. Who cares what they are? Muslim.
True story.
Jew. Protestant. It doesn't matter what they are. This
you
is
can't just
fucked
say
up
Jew.
Jew.
Context is everything, folks.
But I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter what you are.
Right.
It matters what you're doing and
content of character.
Yeah.
Guy
exactly.
Nuts.
This is only going to happen more because anytime something comes out, it's like only the first of many to come after. And that's a sad fucking fact.
So his neighbor Badger or whatever, that guy, he's out there going like, fuck the FBI. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but he was like, fuck the local cops. Like, fuck everybody. Like, I warned these people multiple times. What could have happened if we got these people saved sooner? Like, what would have been blah, 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 blah. And the cops literally came out and their statement was like, Mr. Badger just wants to have his 15 minutes of fame and he can have it. Like, so bitchy. They're so bitchy about it. Like, complete bitches. because, like, he's in the Badgers in the right. First off, they're on his fucking land. Second off, oh, so that was the whole thing. So Badgers tried to flip-flop the land. So he was like, give me your land, and I'll give you the land that you're currently on. And the guy's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he did, like, he just kept putting him off, putting him off, putting him off. And then finally, he, dude, God, what the fuck? It's, that name is never going to stick in my head.
Something crazy. M-A-H...
Mahaj.
So Mahaj says, like, yeah, I just don't want to pay that fee, which was like a really small fee just to get the property switched over, but he just like refused to pay the fee. We're under attack. But yeah, he refused to pay the fee, and that's the whole reason he couldn't flip-flop the land, and that's when Badger just got finally pissed off, because he's like, look, it's fucking a fee. We're both paying this fee. You already took my land. You're already sitting on it. I'm trying to come up with a resolution here. They all sound like nice people out there, by the way. They really do. Like, even though I just want to keep hitting on this note that even though this guy was like, fuck you, stay away from me and my kids, and like, whatever, everyone in the town was always like trying to help. Like, there's this one guy that goes, how dare they say, this guy's completely unrelated to the group. He's just someone in town. But he goes, how dare they try to portray these kids as like not clothed? I did everything I could to make sure those kids had clothes. Like, this is just a townsperson. Like, the town is, like, banding together against the outside world, looking at their place and saying it might be a bad place. They're going, like, no, we did everything we could as a community for these people. And like, not even saying the guy's a dick, but saying the guy's a dick. They're like, I brought him water, but he said my faith won't allow me to have that water. So they were collecting rainwater. They were also taking water from neighbors' wells. So these guys just, they weren't doing it right.
Slimy motherfuckers.
Yeah, out in the desert, man, water is a commodity.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Well, apparently the sheriff is defending his actions surrounding this thing, and this was from 3 hours ago. You want to check this video out? It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know he's just going to say that we have to move by the law, and like, we couldn't just jump in there.
There's our game. What's he going to say?
That.
Yeah.
It's cop.
Investigations.
Because they're going to try to make it look like it's not their fault.
Right. Even though they were warned multiple times.
They've been warned and everything. They're going to try to be like, we had to take the precautionary steps to do it the right way. And we had to get this, and this before we could do that. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. But sure.
Out in northern New Mexico, were homeschooled. But authorities say they were taught to become public school shooters. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogriff says the source of that allegation comes from 14 and 15-year-old kids who lived on the compound where the body of a small child was also found, buried under human waste inside of a 40-yard tunnel.
Jeez. There was some crying. There was some emotion.
But tears are not enough for Jason and Tanya Badger, who think law enforcement has bungled this case.
They were dragging their feet. They were taking too long. A child's life is at stake.
The Badgers own the property the compound sits on and say they alerted the sheriff's office as early as April, after they say they spotted the missing child and his fugitive father there.
It never came to me. I'll tell you right now, I never had credible information that would get me on that compound until Thursday when I wrote the first search warrant. And I will stand by that.
Deputies finally raided the compound on August 3rd and found 11 malnourished children and 5 adults who have pleaded not guilty to child abuse charges. Charges that came only after weeks of FBI surveillance and even an in-person visit.
There was a sheriff's deputy who went out to that compound sometime in June, correct, to serve court papers?
Yes.
And so at that time, seeing the conditions, should that deputy not have come back and said, this is no place fit for a child?
Deputy didn't see child.
But you had the FBI, who was surveilling the property since May. They saw children.
Yes.
But still, no action. The Badgers had even given the sheriff permission to search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of the unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
Bullshit.
But you might have been able to save a child if he was still alive.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. It's not like it's hard enough to live every day wishing that I could have got there quicker. But you got to get there lawfully.
A moment later, the sheriff abruptly walked out of the interview.
I think we're done.
We're done here.
But that's hardly the final question as to why his office didn't act sooner.
Throwing the microphone over his shoulder.
I can't believe CNN's hard hitting right now. I'm like, damn, CNN. with teeth right there. They fucking, I've never seen CNN like piss off somebody in a long
time. Maybe that was just that reporter.
I know that guy's face looked like he's about to hit me in the face right now.
Congratulations to that reporter. Well, you can tell the cop's kind of a piece of shit. And also they said that it's the Badger's property. The Badger said, we give you permission to go on our property.
But lawfully we cannot.
Lawfully we can't do that.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to do that. Yeah, you are. Just so you know, the next time someone tells you there's a compound with kids on it.
I'm a lawyer here, but I've seen enough Law and Order to know you can do that.
So the FBI dropped the ball, too, if they knew there was kids there.
Yeah.
This is another one of these things.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's not getting a big media narrative push. Maybe it's like Vegas, where we can see, like, hey, the head ups kind of did like bad.
Yeah, the government FBI dropped the ball on this one.
Right.
Yep.
And then they want to crucify that guy, that cop.
He's probably just aggravated.
Well, he'll probably lose his job over this thing. Maybe if the uproar is big enough because the government don't give a shit, I'm all right, we'll just get another guy.
Well, they'll blame him.
What was the other one that they fucked up on recently? Was it the Parkland shooting? Didn't the FBI like know that? Yeah, someone called in and said, "I'm afraid of this kid. He's like a future school shooter."
Future school, yes.
Oh yeah,
they turned in the FBI. And that part of the story just kind of like went away, but like it just
did we cover
about
that before?
I can't remember, but in the Parkland shooting, they were like literally like, this guy's going to be a school shooter, and they passed it around, and it went, and then they go like, well, that was reported over there, so we never didn't hear about it over here, and that was this, and that's that, and you're going like, you got all my dick pics, government, you can't put these strings together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if that sheriff, if the FBI was in that town over and over again looking at this guy, don't you think the sheriff of the town would have been like, oh, this is like the Twin Peaks shit. Like, you know, like, get together, sheriff and FBI guys.
Agent Cooper.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, what the fuck? Like, you think they would at least talk, or he'd be excited that the FBI was in town maybe or something. What is it? What are you pointing at?
That's what's on the record player right now.
Twin Peaks soundtrack?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, so a bunch of fucking bullshit here again and a crazy story and we'll cover it.
Developing.
But that's cool that it's on CNN. It's cool that they're hitting that sheriff up. I mean, that means it's not going away.
I doubt that he'll do another interview.
Actually, this might be the most mainstream Sunset Grill we've ever done because these are like things that are just happened. So I have to talk about them because they're two weird ass fucking things.
Yeah. It's like the world knows that we need content. And have we created this monster? Is it our fault?
Well, we told people that it's getting darker. The sun is setting, folks. And we're here for the ride. We've been telling you that from the get go.
Here we have it. The don't look behind you has never been truer
than right now.
Remember when we used to have the one audio intro where I was like, "This sunset." I said something.
Yeah, when the sun goes down.
Yeah,
I was in South Carolina. Friends gather to discuss the coming darkness.
Yeah, maybe we should
grab a drink, take a seat. I'm surprised I remembered that much.
Yeah, welcome to the Sunset Grill.
Yeah,
maybe we should throw one of those in the beginning of this episode. No, we got the crazy sound bite in the beginning of this episode.
It's pretty good. Yeah, like a few screws loose, whatever. You know, I'm just I got a bad brain, or how did he say it? I don't know.
A broken man.
I'm a broken man.
That's it. That's
it. Screws loose.
All right, Bebo, we love you.
Love you, Bebo.
I hope you're with your orca.
Wahaj, not so much. Not a fan of you, Wahaj.
No. Yeah. Wahaj, you can go suck an egg.
Yeah, go
suck a fuck.
Go suck two fucks, motherfucker.
Just suck an egg.
I hope Bebo's with the orca, though.
Guys, thanks for visiting the Sunset Grill podcast. And we're going to see you in the next episode. We'll take some suggestions on our Discord or our Facebook or whatever, if anything you think we should be covering. We've got some ideas. And we'll have some guests on soon, too. Thank you, Blair, for being here. Thank you, Kelsey, for producing stuff.
Thank you, Noah, for bringing these stories to
us.
Thank you, undisclosed person, for texting me the New Mexico guys thing, who is not into conspiracies at all, but did at least give us the nod. I won't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we are.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Right, we've got new fans out there. People don't... Well, see, that's the thing about the Sunset Grill, though. It's not like... We're not making up conspiracy theories. I mean, we conjecture about some sometimes.
We can speculate as much as we want.
Right. But we're not like a normal conspiracy theory show.
No.
Like, this isn't... Oh, shit.
Bragfoot.
Man, we're going to fuck
Holy
that.
Holy fuck.
How do we not talk about that?
How can we not talk about that? How have we not mentioned that so far?
Oh, shit.
Are you caught up on this?
No.
Oh, my God. This is so good. Let's take 10 and explain this.
She's got to pee. Let her pee. And then we'll just give our take on, we'll give our...
No, let's roll. Let's just do it.
All right.
Well, so, I mean, I was saying let's take 10 to explain this.
Okay, yeah, I know. I just didn't know if she needed to pee so bad first. But basically,
Bragfoot
has been banned from Facebook, YouTube...
And Google.
Oh,
Google.
Okay, yes. I do remember hearing. Yes.
He's still on Twitter.
Twitter, but he's...
So, and his website's not taken down.
Right. So a bunch of media, these social media organizations and YouTube and whatever, they got together and they said, like, hey, let's all do this together and take him down. And, again, there are a lot of fights with people because people, you know, they're like, well, you know, I mean, he's... Like, a lot of... Like, he says bad stuff about immigrants, okay? He says bad stuff about... transgender people, stuff
everybody.
Like that. Everybody.
So
and
bad
everything.
Things about every
so people are just like, fuck him. Like, let that guy, let him rot. What do we care? You know, like, and I don't listen to
Brad
fucking
Fruits.
I am my own fucking
Brad Fruits.
I don't need that guy. I also just find him kind of annoying. There's some funny stuff he did. Like, I've talked about the video of the Bohemian Grove. It was great when he talks to a politician on the street. That's way back in the day, way before he became super.
Megaphone.
Brack. Yeah, way before he became super, like, he became super political and like, and not in a fuck the establishment way, but in like a fuck the other side of the establishment that's not me way. And I preferred the big fuck you establishment way. But anyway, so people are like excited they got banned or whatever, but I'm saying like no, because that could happen to Sunset Grill. I mean, that could happen to anybody. Like,
if you don't like, yeah, if you don't like what someone's saying, then let's just stop it.
Right, like shut them up. Yeah, and then people go, well, it's not. I've gone through all the arguments with people, but people go,
it's
well,
not freedom of speech.
Right, it's yeah, its own. It's a private company and whatever. But if you own the market on that, like if YouTube owns the market, there isn't like, yes, he has his own website and that is a platform. That's fine. But if you're YouTube and that is like your major thing and that's where everybody goes to and whatever,
yeah,
there isn't like an option against YouTube that anyone really knows or cares about. You know what I mean? Like, so. And if you drop them from Google, I mean, it's in the vernacular. People don't say search it in the internet. People just say Google it. I mean, it's like, you know, it's so it's tricky when you deep platform at someone at such a high level, because another argument that I hear is like, what about the cake thing? Like, and I can argue all the arguments because my head is just, I'm able to just grab onto all sides because I don't give a shit. But like people name the cake thing where they go like, well, what about that cake guy? Like he could refuse to sell cake to the gay couple. That's fucked up that he did that. And then they rule on it and they say, you know, he can, but then it's all just so confusing, the arguments people are making on this thing right now. But
well, this thing is, all right, this guy that's baking this cake or whatever isn't yeah, gonna influence anybody to go out into the world and shoot gay couples.
Right. Maybe he is. I don't know what his agenda
maybe
is.
Maybe. But Brackfoot has the sort of thing. And I understand that side of the argument. Brackfoot has probably radicalized a few people that maybe would not have been radicalized otherwise without listening to him.
That's what's so funny is I know some people that seem like they've become radicalized by
Brackfoot.
But when you talk to them, they're like,
they know he's full of shit.
They're like, he's fucking full of shit.
He's an actor.
They'll go, the real story's over here. This is the shit
Brackfoot
isn't telling you about. Like, yeah, they go, like, if you become nuts enough to kind of listen to that stuff, eventually you just grow up and go like, wait a minute,
Brackfoot
is just using his anger and his temperament, his blowhard voice
to get famous
yeah, and then sell me protein powders. Exactly.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, that's the thing too. Like when I think he's a fucking joke, you know, I know some people are like, well, everyone doesn't know he's a fucking joke. Then I'm like, okay, but you're admitting he's a joke even by saying that. So you're just going to ban it outright. It'd be better, like, also, did we just give fuel to his fire because now, you know, the InfoWars app just exploded, but are they going to get rid of the InfoWars app because they can do that too because they also own the App Store, like, if Apple's in on it. You know what I mean? Like, they could...
Yeah, that's true. Now, yeah, if that happens, that will heighten my, like, you're a little bit more heightened awareness on this than I am at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But if they take his app, if they take the app off of the iTunes Store, like, that's...
Right.
That's censorship, I believe. You know, like, that's...
Because, oh, they're going to go, well, you still got his website. And then you go, like, all right, well, now, what if the bandwidth is being controlled by
Google
ISPs or and whatever. Google and
yeah,
shit
yeah,
because of fucking weird net neutrality shit? So then they just kind of smush him down in the search engine. And then also, it's just way slower to go to InfoWars and he can't upload videos the same way. And everything's fucked. And it just keeps shrinking him down until he doesn't exist. I mean... I don't know. And I don't want to be fighting for
Brackfoot,
but I like freedom of speech and I like it to be preserved almost everywhere. I mean,
yeah,
but
regardless if you agree or disagree with
it. Right. Like, we went through the James Gunn shit. We handled that. Like, we're just saying, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And we did say Disney has a right to fire James Gunn, okay? But this isn't firing, and it's... And James Gunn can go work for a bunch of other movie houses. He can go make a bunch of other movies still. Like, there's big corporations that would probably still take him and help him make movies or whatever. I don't know. With this,
yeah, he can make Alex a lot Jones doesn't have anywhere else to go.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if Twitter banned him, for instance, where would you go if Twitter banned you? And a lot of people have been banned by Twitter, but where do you go to get that or anyone to listen to you anymore? You know what I mean? Like,
well, does this not, and I said this on Facebook the other day, talking to my cousin. I was like, well, dude, being banned for content is like a conspiracy theorist wet dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that's like legitimizing you in a way. Yeah. Like,
right. Yeah, I've seen that meme where it's just like, you're telling the world the whole time that they're going to try to censor me. And then, like, they do it.
And then they do it.
Yeah.
You win.
He has been saying that since day one.
I was just trying to, in the beginning, I was frantically trying to find the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, where was the line? You know what I mean? But everyone's saying, like, he is the whole thing is the line.
Yeah, I saw that, our whole argument on Discord. Yeah. They were ripping you apart.
Yeah, well, I stand by what I say.
Yeah. I applaud you for that. That was good.
Sometimes I'm just a contrarian, but, like, I just don't want to... I don't know. I just don't see any... it's weird when people I know, like, all of a sudden are rooting for major corporations and censorship. And, like, where Google's our friend now. You know what I mean? Like, Mark Zuckerberg, yay, you're great. You're our friend now. What the fuck? Like, choose a fucking side. Like, I don't want massive monopolies, even of my ability to get my voice heard. I don't want someone to have a fucking monopoly on that. And that's what you're witnessing. But everyone's really cool. Go Zucks. You got it, dog. You really nailed this fella.
Boy, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But whatever. Everyone, just learn to hug your new overlords, because this is the way it is now.
Oh, it's a scary thought.
It really is. And that's also developing. We'll see how far that goes. I mean,
it only goes in one direction and it never goes backwards.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. Like, Reddit started to, like, be the answer for this. Started by a young guy who's dead now, which we can get into on another podcast because it's a very interesting story. But, like, he started that, and now it's just like Reddit is censoring motherfuckers, like, left and right, and they can shut you down for everything. Like, even if you there are some Reddit posts where people are just talking about this compound, and it's just getting deleted, where you can't even talk about it at all. Like, it's not happening. Why are we cool with that? Like, and where else am I going to go if I don't go to Reddit, if I'm not cool with that? You know what I mean? Like, then they're just like, well, it doesn't matter. Like, if I got kicked off of Reddit for talking about that. And
well, they're
then,
pushing everybody to 4chan.
I know. I don't know. Some people have thought 4chan is containment. Like, it's just the only way to contain the internet's worst people. Like, it's just a containment field. And they just want to leave
it
there.
We'll let you have this.
Yeah,
keep this.
Your bathroom wall graffiti. And that's the same thing with, like, the
Bradfoot
thing. It's like, people go, like, well, he's still got his website. So, like, you've completely contained him now. And everyone was complicit on it. And in major, major things that own basically all of the internet speech now, all colluded to knock him down except for Twitter. And everyone's like, yeah, awesome. Fuck that guy. And I'm like, no. That's like, even Milo. I don't like Milo, but like, nah, I can't get too political. But like, when Berkeley shut him down, I was like, shut him down by like protest, like go like yell at him during his thing, let him talk and then do a cool protest or do like something. But like, they just were lighting off like rockets and shit outside his window and fireworks and stuff. So they were like, we can't let this guy talk. And then everyone goes, yay. And if they think back in the day, Berkeley was the fucking place fighting for a voice in the 1960s. It was the place where like the first freedom of speech activism fucking moments happened. And now they're going like, it's gone completely flip-flop now.
Well, that started on 9/11 when they raised a ruckus about people flying the American flag, saying that it offended people from other countries that were living in Berkeley after 9/11. You remember that? Berkeley, I think, outlawed flying American flags after 9/11 because it was offensive, quote unquote, offensive to people from other countries.
I'd have to check that out, but it sounds like something they would do. My throat's giving out.
So many things.
Jesus, that is the most impressive
bottle
of water.
Number three, guys, of things for drinks for Noah.
I got something caught in my throat, folks.
That water could be called Don Knotts.
We might have to edit out any of this end bit because everyone's just going to go crazy that we have an opinion that isn't fitting the herd. And I'm sorry, but I do it on purpose.
Meow. All right. Meow. Well, Brackfoot, RIP your career in the big three as far as most cell phones are concerned.
Here's my other question. Can I post a video on Facebook?
I don't know.
That's a slippery slope. Do you want to get in that?
That is why this is all a slippery slope. I mean, am I going to get banned for just talking about
Brackfoot?
You know what I mean? Am I going to get like, is this what we're going all fucking 1984 and everyone's loving it? Yeah. Fucking bullshit, man. Even if I want to say fuck
Brackfoot,
I can't just say that. Like saying
Brackfoot,
is it all going to get me? Is this going to get banned for me talking about
Brackfoot
right now?
Are we already banned?
Do we all have to hide on our Discord channels to talk about anything now? Because fucking bullshit. This is the way it's going to go. You wait till there's someone who actually, aside from
Brackfoot,
actually dissents against the government and the major corporations and see what the fuck happens to them. Tell me what happens. Tell me what happens when someone goes out there and like really has truth to say about what's going on in our government and really has truth to say about anti-war and anti-major corporations taking over and fucking monopolies and shit. And when that person goes out there and is speaking truth, what do you think is going to happen to them? Trust me. They'll find a hate speech on them and they'll be like, get them out of here. Wrap them up. Throw them away. Put them in the loony bin.
Throw them all out in the window.
Jesus Christ. If you can't see the writing on the fucking wall, people, I can't help you. I cannot help you. But it's happening more and more every day. All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, Kelsey, delete any mention of that
Brackfoot
cat in this thing. I don't want us to get... I mean, it was funny that we were making a bit or whatever, but if you could do that for real. Maybe we should bleep him through the whole episode.
Beep, beep, beep. Brack.
Beep.
So we don't get killed. All right, yeah, he's a piece of shit. I get it. But freedom of speech... In all forms and as much as we can. And fuck corporations. Thanks, guys, again. It's really dragging
Thanks
this
for
one
having
out.
Us.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to start a few fights out there. We're going to get kicked off our Discord channel. Thank you, Small Beans.
Thank you, Small Beans. We do love you and appreciate you accompanying us.
Blair, say something like sexy in the end so they keep it all going. I don't know. Like, the people love your voice, though. Like, they think they're touching themselves to it.
Oh, my God, my voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say something like you think somebody's touching themselves out there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Just kidding.
Be good. See you at the next Sunset Grill.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And as always, don't look behind you. There's something there.
Breakfast.
All right, I'm good. Let's do some shots.